The World Health Organization, WHO, has been recommending DTG as an alternative first-line treatment for HIV since 2016. In the past, only richer countries could afford it. The deal will make the medication available to public health systems for around $75 per person. Michel Sidibe heads UNAIDS, the UN agency leading the fight to stamp out HIV and AIDS by 2030.
What we're talking about today with this life-changing announcement is about the quality of medicine, but is about equity, is about dignity, is about access to medicine as a human right. It is about equity. We cannot afford to say that in one part of the world we'll have excellent medicine, which will certainly control the epidemic, but at the same time reduce resistance and make sure that we have a proper suppression of viral load. And in other part of the world, we will have a medicine which are good, but which probably will not lead us to our objective of ending AIDS.
Last year, just over half of all those living with HIV, or roughly 19.5 million people, had access to the life-saving medicines, according to UNAIDS. Deanne Penn, United Nations.